I certainly appreciate being here very much. Beautiful parish that you have, and great pastor. He's looking out for the salvation of your souls. It's beautiful to see. This might be the first time in my priesthood that I've ever celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Conception on a Sunday, because in the Novus Ordo world, of course, it's always transferred. But we still commemorate the second Sunday of Advent, so to remind us that we're still in that season of Advent, even though we're celebrating Mary's Immaculate Conception. Her Immaculate Conception tells us a lot about the unique holiness of the Mother of God. She was free from any stain of original sin, so she was never, ever at variance with Almighty God, with the Blessed Trinity. Of course, she had her free will, as we all do as human beings. But by the grace of God, she was always oriented toward God, toward the mystery of God. It is possible for us to be thus oriented, but only after much striving and penance and prayer. It's not easy to be oriented to God all the time. We get disoriented at times in our lives. We can become so disoriented sometimes that we even doubt the existence of God. But the grace that Our Lady received was the supernatural grace of freedom from every sin, including the sin of Adam. And she was given this extraordinary grace in view of the fact that she had been chosen from all eternity to bear the infinitely holy Son of God. And for that reason, she was preserved from the stain of original sin. Of course, she didn't merit this great grace on her own. She received it as God's free gift. And so we honor her because God honored her. We venerate her because God venerated her. When Our Lady appeared at Lourdes in France to Saint Bernadette, she told Bernadette her name. Of course, Saint Bernadette didn't understand what it meant, but she memorized it enough to be able to tell the pastor that Our Lady, the lady at the grotto, calls herself the Immaculate Conception. This was in 1868, just 4 years after the dogma of the Immaculate Conception was proclaimed by Pope Pius IX. Certainly, I don't think St. Bernadette realized what that title meant, but I think probably the pastor of that church did. Our Lady could have used any number of beautiful titles that she has been given, but she chose that one. She said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." She could have said, "I am she who is immaculately conceived," but she chose her words carefully. "I am the Immaculate Conception." Why? This has puzzled great minds, among them St. Maximilian Kolbe, that great saint who promoted devotion to the Immaculata vigorously. And to him, Our Lady's title that she used indicated how close she is to the very nature of God. The title contains a summary of all of Our Lady's virtues and of her unique identity. Nobody else could ever claim this privilege. But of course, Our Lady was given this grace not for herself, but for us. She represents the most exalted state of human dignity, a dignity filled with the very presence of God and like God. It's what we're called to become through obedience to God's commands. It is the possibility that lies within us as human beings. She reflects the full state of holiness of a soul given over to the workings of divine life in our souls. Sure, we can never reach the heights of holiness of Blessed Mary, but she points us toward the holiness that God, with God's grace, we might even attain. And so we find ourselves the second Sunday of Advent striving, hopefully, to conform our wills to God's will. He wills that we become holy as God is holy. God knows to what heights of holiness we ourselves might reach if we cooperate with God's grace. We look to Our Lady. We look to her as the model of what human nature, bathed in God's grace, might attain. She's our hope. She's the star of the sea. She's our refuge and our compass. During these holy days that lead us up to that joyful feast of Christmas, we're encouraged to look to the Blessed Mother with confidence and with hope. She is Mother of Jesus, but she's also the mother of all those who are baptized into the mystery of the Trinity. We honor her under the title that she herself selected at Lourdes. And in other apparitions also, in the past century, she called herself the Immaculate Conception. And we honor her as our patroness of these United States, proclaimed as such on May the 17th, 1846. Sometimes we refer to Advent as a Marian season. Seems appropriate, given the fact that Mary waited for Christ's birth, and we're waiting with her. She fulfilled the will of God. She became a tabernacle of God as she carried Jesus in her womb. And we too are such tabernacles when we allow God to live in us, to be in us. We too are to give birth to God in this life. Didn't our Lord acclaim that we are all His brothers and sisters and mothers when we do His holy will? And so Mary leads us to recognize who we are. And as we continue to pray and do penance during these holy days of Advent, we're set free to be who we truly are meant to be. By Our Lady's powerful prayers, may we too reach the perfection that God desires for each of us.